China's top prosecutorial body has joined a central government team investigating this week's fatal fire in a nursing home in Henan, which left 38 elderly people dead. Prosecutors will be looking for any evidence of criminal activity involved in the deadly fire, including possible dereliction of duty or abuse of power. China's safety watchdog says the preliminary probe is pointing to the poor construction of the building itself, as well as lax safety management as one of the reasons behind the high fatality rate in a nursing home in the city of Pingdingshan. Poorly designed fire exits and slow emergency response by employees in the facility are also being probed. The Supreme People's Court has heard an appeal to commute the death sentence handed down to a former Fudan University medical student who murdered his roommate. Ling Sun Hao took a toxic chemical from a university lab and put it in their shared water dispenser in their dorm room in March 2013. Ling's roommate later died. In his original trial, Ling argued he did not mean to kill his roommate, suggesting instead he was trying to play a practical joke on him. However, the courts, including the appeals court in Shanghai, have rejected that argument, upholding the death sentence. The Supreme People's Court is planning to deliver its judgment on the appeal at a later date.